welcome everybody to another edition of the Philly Sports Passion Podcast. And tonight we'll be recapping NFL season and looking forward to the wild card round. And tonight my hosts are Kramer and Doug. How are you guys?
I'm good.
Good.
So what do you guys think of the seedings of the playoffs and yesterday's games? How much do you guys? I know you guys had to work. Did you watch any of?
I was able to watch the games actually yesterday. I was able to watch the Eagles game when I was a little bit older at work.
I watched the end of the Patriots, the Dolphins. I watched the Eagles and the Giants, and I watched some of the Steelers and the Ravens, and then I got to watch the Seahawks and the Niners.
Yeah, I didn't watch the Seahawks and Niners because I went to sleep. So,
after you copped out of the podcast, the Wednesday Night Wars podcast last night.
Yeah, I know. I didn't want to.
Yeah.
I was looking forward to that.
We're all set to do the show, and then you're like, no, I have a headache. That's a woman's excuse.
Wow. Okay.
No, it was a huge headache, so.
Yeah.
So, if you asked about the TVs at all, about the TVs and how I feel. Right.
Which one?
I want to ask you guys something. Let me ask you guys this. How do you feel about how everybody's comparing the NFC East throwing as probably like one of the worst? It's the only division that did not have a 10-win team in the playoffs altogether.
Yeah, I know. And a lot of people thought the Eagles and Dallas would both win at least 10 games this year, and neither did. Dallas only won 8. We won 9.
Yeah.
I mean.
Okay. If you look at what we suffered through injury wise, Eagles.
Oh yeah, especially after yesterday
only,
too.
Yeah, especially after yesterday, injury wise, and win 9 games to win, push you in there. But if you look at. So I'm looking right now at the overall playoffs position of everybody. And usually, every year, there's always at least one 10-win team that always has to get cut back out of the playoffs because of a team like what we were, a division winner winning under 10 games.
It's none this year, right?
NFC nor AFC. AFC, everybody, all division winners have 10 or more wins. The Ravens lead the league with 14-2. But if you look at besides the NFC East, which is 9-7, the last team behind the Eagles, if you wanted to say, were the Rams, who were also 9-7, but who was eliminated 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
So I'm just saying this, that the Eagles, yes, we were the East, but it's not like no teams who were eliminated in the playoffs had over 10 wins, both
exactly.
In the AFC or NFC. So people can like put that to rest, saying that the playoffs need to be rescrewed. I'm like, there's no 10 win teams that got kicked out of the playoffs, not this year.
Yeah. What do you think, Doug?
Well, here's the thing. If there was a 10-win team that didn't make the playoffs, I could see that. But guess what? There wasn't. I mean, there were teams that should have gotten the 10 wins, but, you know, they choked at different games. I mean, you look at right now in the AFC, the Steelers didn't make the playoffs. Well, guess what? The Steelers finished at 8-8.
Yep.
Okay.
Like last year.
So they finish at 8-8. The Titans are the number 6 seed in the AFC at 9-7. you know, the sixth seed in the NFC is the Vikings at 10-6. But the thing is that they have it set up. I think, you know, if you win your division, yeah, you should be able to get in the playoffs. Do the Eagles deserve it? You know, that might be a debatable point, but guess what? They were hampered by a lot of the injuries.
Yeah. I mean,
and I'm looking, it's funny, I'm looking at the who we had as our seeds in the playoffs right now, you know, when we did our prediction show before the season started. And, you know, Clintus, your AFC seeds were your AFC teams that make the playoffs were the Chiefs, the Patriots, the Browns, the Jaguars, the Titans, and the Steelers. So, you know, you got 3 out of 6. Eric, you had the Chargers, the Ravens, the Patriots, the Colts, the Chiefs, the Jaguars. So you got, you know, 3 out of 6. Mine were the Colts, the Chiefs, the Browns, the Patriots, the Chargers, the Ravens. So I got, you know, again, 3 out of 6. So we were half right on the AFC. Now the NFC, Clintus, you had the Eagles, the Rams, the Saints, the Bears, the Packers, the Seahawks. So there you were, you know, 4 out of 6.
What?
Eric, you had the Saints, the Packers, the Eagles, the 49ers, the Seahawks, and the Bears. And so, Eric, you had 5 out of 6 teams right for the NFC playoff picture. And I had the Bears, the Eagles, the Rams, the Saints, the Falcons, and the Redskins. So I completely shit the bed. I had 2 out of 6.
We all had the Bears, and that's the one team I got wrong, right? Yeah.
Yeah, it's the only team you got wrong in the NFC picture. But, you know, there was a lot of hope for the Jaguars this year. There's a lot of hope for the Bears this year, the Rams. You know, Clintus and I jumped on the Browns hype train.
Yeah, I mean,
you know, the Colts. We thought the Colts were gonna be good.
Well, I think when we did our prediction show, nobody saw Andrew Luck
retiring
in the third week of the preseason.
Yeah, remember?
No, we didn't have a clue.
Our picks were right before Andrew Luck retired.
Right. So it's just, it just goes to show that anything can happen in the NFL. And, you know, today with the firings, you know, Freddie Kitchens obviously getting fired last night. Pat Shurmur getting fired this morning. Nobody knows what the hell's going on with Jason Garrett, but I got to say this. And I was actually, my dad and I were talking about this shortly before we came on air, because I was talking to him on the phone. How the hell is Doug Marrone still the head coach of the Jaguars?
That's my question.
that's a good question. I mean, you figure out of all head coaches, it's sadly to say, Jason Garrett's contract is up on Wednesday. So what's the point of actually saying you're fired. Just, okay, if you're going to let it out, so you could technically say, well, we didn't have to fire him because we had to re-sign his contract. Okay, so basically, you just fired. They should have fired Jason Garrett before after Thanksgiving.
I heard the whole coaching staff is fired. That's what the report was. Well, I don't know if that was true.
So who knows what the hell's going on there?
Yeah, I don't know. I'm just on the NFL website now. That's looking at the playoff pictures, and now I wanted to make that point up.
And Washington's apparently going to hire Ron Rivera.
Yeah, how do you feel about that?
I like Ron Rivera. So, and I think he's a good coach.
Yeah.
The problem is that the Washington franchise is such a mess. But if anybody can kind of, you know, pull that franchise together, it's going to be Ron.
Didn't they just fire the president?
Huh?
They fired Bruce Allen, didn't they?
Yeah, they fired him this morning. But the thing is that Ron Rivera can, you know, he can probably clean up, at least somewhat clean up the mess that's there. And, you know, we'll see what happens. I mean, I feel sorry for the guy that he has to, that he's going to be, you know, walking into this mess. But I like Ron Rivera. And if anybody can turn around the luck of the Washington Redskins, I think it can be him.
I agree with that. He has a franchise quarterback to start with. So.
You have a franchise quarterback. You have the number two draft pick. And what I would do with that number two draft pick is I would get some guys on the offensive line. I would draft an offensive lineman. Either that or get some decent defense, because the Redskins' defense is not great.
Then they're probably going to get Ohio State guy. Not, I forget his name, but he's rumored to be number two pick.
Okay, so, you know, just, you know, either fix the offensive. I mean, well, first of all, in the draft, you fix the offensive line, you fix the defense, and then you worry about your offensive weapons.
Yeah. You probably can get a decent wide receiver in the
draft. So one thing I look at when you think of Washington, you think about the problems that Washington always has is their quarterback. Every year, it seems like they never have a quarterback to finish the season all since they drafted RG3. The quarterbacks, like, going now, left and right, instead of this year where they decided to bench Case Keating and finally put in all of Dwayne Haskins after the mid-season firing. Who would you want to see lead the Redskins build the franchise quarterback? Dwayne Haskins, Case Keating, or do you think they should just go out and start a new?
First of all, Case Keenum had one good year in Minnesota. Okay? One
and then
good
he choked
year in Minnesota.
Championship game.
Okay? Choked in the championship game. I think the best quarterback that Washington had, you know, over the last couple of years was Alex Smith. But unfortunately he broke his leg. Who knows what the Redskins would have accomplished had not Alex Smith suffered that broken leg.
They probably don't draft Dwayne Haskins.
So, it's but you look at you know what the Redskins have been through. They need to have a nice draft, and they got the number two draft pick, and Ron Rivera I think can fix the franchise at least enough to where they won't really be considered a joke anymore.
And he's a defensive guru, so.
Yeah. And what they really need fixed is that defense.
Agreed.
So, and as far as who should be, you know, leading the team, and Clint, I'll finally answer, I think it should be, you know, Dwayne Haskins. He is the future of the organization. You know, they drafted him. Put him in.
Yep. Give him a chance.
Yeah, put him in. Let's see what he's got.
I figured that I was looking forward to watching Dwayne Haskins. I figured in a way, Dwayne should have Haskins around the same time Daniel Jones got his starting job. It's the same with the same amount of time I would have started Dwayne Haskins, to tell you the truth.
Yeah, I think it took an injury to Case to finally put him in, right?
Yeah.
And it was after...
Well, you put him in with belly injury, but then again, he got benched the following week. It took until after they fired their coach to follow injury, okay? After the Patriots... We'll start playing on Dwayne Haskins. Because he didn't want to feed on two Patriots this first game.
Yeah. You can't blame them. Now, Doug, do you think Jay Gruden will get another job? Speaking of Jay Gruden.
Not as a head coach. I think he'll get a job as a coordinator.
Yeah, a lot of Eagle fans want him as the offensive coordinator. I would love that. Would you like that, Cliff?
I mean, anybody can be good. I'm more worried about our defensive coordinator than offensive.
I'm afraid that they're going to keep Mike Grohn now after they made the playoffs.
I was more afraid he was going to keep Drake Joe Swartz, which I wasn't. Which I'm still not a big fan of.
I hope they both get coaching opportunities and they take it. Then we can get rid of them that way. Maybe Jacksonville will hire Jim Schwartz. They fire Doug Marrone. That's why I hope they both get coaching opportunities and they take it. So we can get rid of them that way. But who knows?
Okay. Yeah. So looking back about the coaches and stuff who got fired, do you agree with all the firings that took place, or did any of them stand out?
No, I think everybody that got fired should have been fired. I mean, well, I don't agree with, you know, Ron Rivera getting fired a few weeks ago. But, I mean, I get it. You know, I get why they did it, I guess.
See, that's the only thing they did not. But that's the only thing that did bother me though was watching Ron Rivera get fired. That's the only person. That was the least person I thought that should have got canned this year.
Well, no, you said it at the beginning of the year that you could see him getting fired.
Well, yeah, I see it. But then when you saw the success he was having with
Kyle Allen.
It's just like, they fired him right after he dropped two games. And then the Panthers just totally fell apart afterwards.
Yeah, I mean, I can see why they did it, because I think it was kind of time to move on, because it seems like they're going to move on from Cam, too. So I guess they just wanted to part ways with the whole Cam and Ron Rivera era and start fresh. That's the way I saw it, at least. It felt like they were going to just move on from those two, because they were like joint at the hip together. Because didn't they come in the same time, almost the same time? If I'm not mistaken.
Ooh, Cam and Ron?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They both came in the 2011 season.
Okay, so yeah. So basically they just wanted to cut ties with those two together because they were basically joint the hip. So it made sense, but I do feel bad for Ron Rivera. But maybe he needs to change the scenery too. And Washington's probably a good place for him because he's a franchise quarterback there now too. So
right.
Do you expect anybody else to be? Oh, sorry, Doug.
Well, I mean, obviously, we're still waiting to hear on what the hell is going to happen with Jason Garrett and Doug Marrone. Because those are the only two that I really feel are still, like, at risk.
But, do you see any other shockers?
Okay.
Not really. I mean, my dad brought up one earlier, but then after we thought about it for a little bit, he's just like, maybe not. And that was Mike Tomlin. But Mike Tomlin was dealt shit this year, and he was still able to, somehow make it work.
Yeah, he had what, two shitty quarterbacks, and they somehow won eight games.
So they're not going to get rid of him.
Oh no, they might even give him a contract extension. To be honest. How about, do you think Chicago would let go, what's his name? I know we talked about
Matt Nagy? No.
Yeah, no?
I think it would take, if they don't make it to the playoffs again in another couple of years, then yeah.
How about Dan Quinn? Are you surprised that Atlanta's keeping him?
I'm surprised that Atlanta is still good with him. Well, I'm surprised, but I'm not surprised.
Yeah. I thought they were going to move on, too, but I guess they didn't want to. Unless something happens in the next week where there's somebody else that becomes available and they're forced and they like that other guy better, but. I guess they like Dan Quinn because he did lead them to a Super Bowl 3 years ago now. But
yeah.
Then they choked. But I can see why you want to keep him. Give him another season. But how many times is the guy going to get a chance? It's going to be the next Jason Garrett. Yes. But yeah, I don't see anybody else.
I know I suspected Matt Patricia, but then my dad was just like, no, he goes, he's gonna have to have another couple of bad years before they get rid of him.
How about Chargers?
They said he's safe.
Okay. Yeah, I can't think of anybody else. They already fired Freddie Kitchens. A lot of people were saying Zach Taylor for Cincinnati. I know it's only 1 year.
That's why I don't see it happening. I mean, first of all, I don't think it's fair to fire to do a one and done with somebody.
Yeah.
I personally don't like that.
Yeah, I don't either.
Okay.
I think you give them 2 years. At least.
Yeah. And my dad's always been a big proponent on that, too. Because last year when they, I think it was it Arizona that fired their coach after 1 year? Or was it,
it was Arizona
or fucking, all right. They fired their coach after 1 year, and I knew it was coming. And I told my dad, I said, Dad, look, I go, it's going to happen. He goes, well, it's not fair. I mean, the guy's only had 1 year.
To Chip Kelly, because Chip Kelly got fired after 1 year in San Francisco. So.
Right. So, well, so did the guy that came in before him, too.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Jim Tomasua. All right, that was a one and done. And I don't agree with that. I feel that, you know, you need a 2 year time period to try to figure out what the hell is going on.
Yeah.
And if you don't like what you're seeing, yeah, get rid of them.
I think that's for any sport. Because in the NHL, they fire guys all the time. Which is off topic, but still, it's the same thing. But.
Right. Well, technically, it's a sports show, so you can bring up any sport you want.
Yeah. Other than the New England game, were there any surprises you guys saw yesterday?
I don't know. Not really.
No,
I mean,
there's nothing really stood out. Besides the New England game, there's nobody really saw Miami actually beating on the pitch New England like that.
New England. Yeah, I know, right? The Patriots just look like garbage.
I think that's what they want you to think, though. Is they want all of us to think that they're garbage. And then guess what? And then after we write them off, they're going to come out and they're going to fucking kill Tennessee next week.
Yeah, you're right.
Okay. So let's take a look. The last time the Patriots played in a wild card, it was over 10 years ago. And they lost 16 or so to the Ravens.
Right.
Yeah, they haven't made a Super Bowl as a wild, and if they didn't get a bye week, right? You said.
Yeah, they never made it out of the playoffs without to Super Bowl without, unless they had a first round bye.
Wow. Well, let's hope they don't. they're gonna have to do it on the road.
And you're talking about if they get by Tennessee. Yeah. Then they'll have to go to Kansas City.
Well, if they get by Tennessee, Derek, in order for them to get by Tennessee, Derek Henry has to go off.
Yeah. I think it's going to be a close game. At least I hope. You know. I mean, are you surprised they put that in the night game on Saturday night?
No, because the Patriots are a primetime team.
Yeah, I thought they were going to have one AFC and one NFC.
Yeah,
I thought the Eagles game was going to be on.
I figured the Eagles were going to play on Saturday, Sunday.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
At 1 o'clock.
I'm surprised they did AFC and the NFC.
But I don't have an issue with it because then I could watch all the games.
You were right about the time slot for the Bills game.
Well, because that's always been Houston's designated time slot.
Yeah. It's weird.
Like, that's always been the time slot that they've had Houston on. So.
I never understood that whatsoever.
Yeah. I guess they like Houston first. Unless they ever get a bye week, then, it'll be different. But you'll be home in time for that, right, Doug?
I should be. I'm only scheduled to work till like 4, so I should be home for that.
Sweet. And then are you opening Sunday?
Yeah.
So you get to see some of the Patriots game.
Yeah, and I'll be able to watch it.
It's going to be a good weekend, I think. Are you going to be able to watch it, Eagles game, Clintus?
I'll probably do the same thing I did this week because they're playing at 4 o'clock. Probably watch some. And watch the rest from my position at work.
Yeah. That's 4:30?
Yeah,
4:40. Okay. What else? Either. Or no.
But it's something. If you want to go back to, since we didn't do one last week, what did you guys think about the Week 16 games? Mainly, about the Patriots Bills game from this 2 weeks ago, Saturday night.
Here's the thing, and the Bills. First of all, the Patriots' offense probably looked the best that they could look, you know, in that game. But the Bills had some moments there where it almost looked like they could have beaten the Patriots if they wanted to.
Okay. Yeah.
Now, they didn't, which is not surprising. And you know, it is what it is. But I, you know, I look at it like this, is that I thought it was a good game. I thought Buffalo, you know, like I said, Buffalo had them on the ropes, but unfortunately they couldn't finish the deal.
Yeah.
And unfortunately it happens.
What else? How about?
Oh man. Oh, yeah, and then you also had the Rams and
49ers,
which I felt the Rams just totally choked that game away.
Yeah, I mean, the Rams had an opportunity. Yeah. Was that the game that they were eliminated from the playoffs?
Yeah, that's the game. They choked
the
one. They were eliminated.
I don't think they would have made it anyway because they finished ninth. I mean, who knows?
Because
that Minnesota game would have been more important in week 17.
Minnesota also lost to the Bears.
Yeah, because they had nothing to play for, so they started all their bench players.
Yeah,
so Minnesota and Buffalo had nothing to play for yesterday. And Buffalo had nothing to play for yesterday. Therefore, that's why they were just like, screw it. We're going to, you know.
Get ready for the wild card.
We're gonna sit everybody.
Yep. What do you guys think of the Monday night game where Minnesota had the Packers on the ropes and just couldn't score anything?
Okay. You know what? When I saw the end of that game, I felt like I was watching Super Bowl 34 again, all over.
Super Bowl? Oh, you mean
the Rams and to the. The Rams and all the Titans. They came out 1 yard short. And exactly how it was this time around. The Seahawks came out 1 yard short.
No, we're talking about Green Bay and Minnesota from last Monday night.
Well. Yeah. That was interesting.
Yeah, I thought Minnesota was going to win that game. Yeah. Minnesota had a shot at that division.
Yeah.
But what did happen last night? I missed the San Francisco game. So Seattle had a chance to win?
Yeah, Seattle had a chance to take the lead. But Russell Wilson's pass got caught and stopped at the 1 yard line. He went 1 yard short. They clocked
well,
it with
see, here's
goal.
The here's the thing is that, you know, they got caught with that delay of game penalty really killed them.
Yeah, I heard about that.
It was the delay of game penalty they got there.
And that cost them some yardage. And
you go from going from seeing beast mode probably fly. Everybody thought they was actually going to learn. Use Marshawn Lynch to run the ball and take the lead right then and there. Actually, I thought that happened too.
So Marshawn actually played?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah,
okay.
He had a touchdown last night.
Huh. Wearing the same number? Yeah. So he's probably going to get more carries this week against the Eagles. You guys want to jump into the wild card?
Yeah.
Or you guys have anything else to? Or do you want to recap or preseason more? Is there anything else to say about?
Do you have any more thoughts about the season?
I thought it was an overall interesting and intriguing season. There's some disappointments, but now let me ask you guys this: what was your most disappointing team overall?
I'll say Cleveland. Cleveland's the most disappointing team. All teams that won the high hopes for, I said Cleveland. That was it.
Well, the team NFC. I had the highest hopes for was actually Chicago.
Mine are the Tigers.
Oh, yeah, you had them as your Super Bowl pick.
Yeah, I know. And the NFC, my disappointment is probably Dallas, because I thought they were going to be better. But I didn't even have made playoffs, so if I had to choose an NFC, then it would be that. It would probably be Chicago, because they were the only ones that didn't have been play. I didn't make playoffs. How about your AFC, Doug?
I'd probably say Cleveland.
Cleveland for your NFC?
My NFC. Probably, I will say the Bears.
So we all pretty much agree. The Bears, and then Chargers or Browns. How about your most surprising in each league?
Ooh, my most surprising – I'll say the most surprising team for me in the AFC was Tennessee, because I only had them going 3-13 this year.
What did I have them?
Huh?
What did I have Tennessee? I had them 5-11 or something.
Oh, let's see. Eric had Tennessee at – no, you had them at 9-7.
Really? Wow.
Or no, hold on. Never mind. No, I goofed that up. No, you had them at 5-11.
Okay, that's right. Okay. I think Clint have had them high.
Yeah, Clint has had them at 10-6.
Wow.
Yeah, I was off by one game. Can you imagine?
What was your most surprising in the AFC?
I can't really say. I would say if I have to say my most surprising team, because I expected the Ravens to do well, but the kind of success Lamar had this year, MVP type season, I will say the Ravens over because of what Lamar Jackson did this season.
My AFC is Buffalo.
Yeah, nobody thought they were going to do what they did either.
Besides your friend, besides your buddy.
Oh yeah, you had to get him back on here, man. I had to apologize to him. I owe him a big apology.
I was gonna try to see if I could get him back on today, but I lost track of time, and I think he works usually during the day anyway.
Yeah, maybe next week we can.
Yeah, obviously they didn't go 14-2, but they were a hell of a lot better, I think, than anybody really expected them to be.
So, what do we have? What do we each have them? What do you have them at, Doug?
I had the Bills at 9-7.
Wow, you were the closest.
Okay. Well, and again, it's because it's because, you know, I am a realist. Like, I'm not going to say that the Bills are going to go, you know, 14-2, because I know better than that.
And Cleveland had them, what, 5-11, I think?
Yeah, you both had them at 5-11.
I'm just speaking fast.
Yeah, I thought they were just. Yeah. And then.
I mean, Eric, you got the Patriots record right. You had them at 12-4.
Wow.
All right. As far as the AFC East goes, yep. I actually have it right in front of me. AFC East, Eric, you had the Jets at 7-9. You had the Dolphins at 7-9. You had the Bills at 5-11, and you had the Patriots at 12-4. So you got two out of the four correct, because the Jets finished 7-9 yesterday.
Oh wow!
And
the Bills and the Dolphins had reversed with the Bills 5-11.
Yeah. Now, Clintus, you had the Jets going 6-10. You had the Dolphins going 4-12. You had the Bills at 5-11. You had the Patriots at 11-5. And then I had the Jets at 7-9. I had the Dolphins at 8-8. I had the Bills at 9-7, and I had the Patriots at 10-6.
How about the what else? The AFC West.
Well, let me get to that. Where did I have them? They are. Where the fuck are you? All right. The AFC West?
Yeah.
All right. Clintus, you had the Chiefs at 13-3. The Chargers at 10-6, the Broncos at 10-6, and the Raiders at 2-13-1.
Hey, everybody keep laughing, but I did get that one tie right with the Lions. Leave me alone. Someone's
so,
gonna tie this year.
Eric, you had the Chiefs at 10-6, the Chargers at 13-3, the Broncos at 4-12. And the Raiders at 4-12.
Like, ooh. Well, I was wrong
there.
I had the Chiefs
at 12-4, the Chargers at 11-5, the Broncos at 6-10, and the Raiders at 3-13. So I got the Chiefs one right.
We were all wrong about the Raiders. Ooh.
Yeah.
And then, what division next? NFC West?
NFC West, all right. NFC West, Clintus, you had the Cardinals at 3-13, the Rams at 13-3, the 49ers at 4-12, and the Seahawks at 11-5.
So you were right about the Seahawks. Ram point.
Yeah, because Seahawks finished at 11-5, right?
Yeah.
All right, Eric, you had the Cardinals at 2-14, the Rams at 9-7, the 49ers at 10-6, and the Seahawks at 10-6.
10-6. Yep.
I had the Cardinals at 5-11, the Rams at 11-5, 49ers at 8-8, and the Seahawks at 9-7.
Not too bad. What else?
So Clintus, you and I were way fucking off on the Niners. You and I were both wrong about that.
Yeah.
I didn't expect them to be 12-4. I thought they were going to be the fourth. I thought they were just going to be a sleeper team, and I didn't expect them to be that good. We'll see in the playoffs. So,
did they lose four games or three games?
They lost three.
Who the hell did they all lose to?
They lost the Ravens.
Ravens.
They lost to the Seahawks.
They lost to Seattle once.
And they lost to the Falcons.
All right, so they only lost three.
Yeah.
So they went. Yeah, they went 13-3. Let's see. Yeah, there was, three teams in the AFC and NFC that went 13-3. 49ers, Packers, and Saints all went 13-3.
They are the three best. They are probably the three best teams in football right now.
Yeah, along with the Ravens in the top four teams in football.
Yeah, exactly.
It's crazy that three teams in the NFC went 13-3, and then
I know.
And then you got six teams went, but had a won 12 games or more in the NFL. With Ravens, the Seahawks, the Ravens, the Niners, the Packers, the Saints, Chiefs, and the Patriots all won 12 or more. Crazy.
Right.
And then if you count the Seahawks, that's 17-1-11. I don't know if that's ever happened.
I don't think so.
Who do you guys think is a favorite in the NFC? Is it San Francisco or?
It's either going to be San Francisco or the Saints.
You don't get Green Bay a shot.
Well, they're the number two seed, right? They're a very underrated number two seed, I think.
Yeah. They still have Aaron Rodgers. No.
Okay.
And unfortunately, San Francisco is... sorry, Clint.
Yeah. Well, just think of it like this. Now we're in January football. We're going into January football. It's not the same going to Lambeau Fields. It's not the same as going to September and October compared to going into December and playoff time at Lambeau Field. That's two different weather and climate weathers.
Yeah.
So if you look at that, you figure that Green Bay holds the advantage over there, weather-wise, because the Green Bay has a chance to either play Philly, Minnesota. If Minnesota goes, I'm telling you right now, that's just an automatic loss. Minnesota will lose.
Well, the way the seedings are right now is that because Green Bay's number two, if the Saints win, if the Saints beat the Vikings on Sunday, the Saints are automatically going to Green Bay.
Exactly.
Right. All right. And then the winner of the Seahawks-Eagles game is going to go to San Francisco.
Yep.
And if that happens, I'm going to say it again. We're going to get the 49ers and the Seahawks for the third time.
Yeah.
I do believe Philly will win this weekend.
You think so?
I think so. I don't think I know. They will win.
We'll get to that when we get to our predictions. But that's a little preview. What else? Did we mention any divisions, Doug, that we want to go over again?
We mentioned a few of them. We don't have to go over all of them.
Yeah, okay. You want to go over the wild card games now?
Sure.
Okay. Yeah. The first game on is Buffalo and Houston. This is going to be a good game. I think this is an underrated game, to be honest. I think everybody's going to overlook this game. I think. Well,
they're overlooking it because they're overlooking both teams.
I forget if they played each other.
Nobody is giving a shot in hell to either team to make it far in the playoffs.
That's true. And the winner of this game will probably play Baltimore, right? Unless Tennessee pulls off the upset.
If Tennessee pulls off the upset, if Tennessee pulls off the upset, they're automatically going to Baltimore.
Yep.
But if New England wins, the winner of this game is playing Kansas City.
Yeah.
And I'm gonna say this. If Houston wants to win this football game, their defense has to stop the run, and they have to confuse the hell out of Josh Allen. And they gotta keep putting points up on the scoreboard.
Yeah.
Buffalo can't win a shootout.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
Buffalo can't win a shootout. So they have to put points on the scoreboard. If Buffalo wants to win this thing, they gotta hold that Texans offense. And they got to try to find ways to pick off Deshaun Watson.
And get turnovers.
Yeah. Picking them off is a turnover.
Yeah. I mean, they probably need a turnover and this defensive touchdown or special teams touchdown.
Their defense can win them this football game.
Yeah. Can Houston's defense win this football game? That's the question.
I don't know, because their defense has taken a hit. Obviously, J.J. Watt's not there.
Yeah, I think he might be coming back. Bush coming off the IR. At least that's what I heard last.
If he comes back, this is going to be a defensive football game.
Yeah.
I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to give my prediction. I'm going to say that it's going to be, I'm going to say Buffalo is going to win this thing, but it's going to be low scoring. I'm going to say 16-13.
Cliff?
Sick. Now, I will say it's going to be one or two ways. I look at it as either it's going to be a defensive ball game, what Doug says, or I see Hopkins going off, which leading to a blowout of Houston. And I'm saying if Buffalo can bottle up Hopkins and control him, then I'll say Buffalo can win. But if Hopkins go off, Houston wins a blowout. But you never know because Houston never really shows up play well in the playoffs anyway. Every game, every wild card game they played in, they were heavily favored and they never showed up and they wound up always getting beaten.
Didn't they win a wild card game once?
Yeah, once.
I think it was last year?
2011. No, it was 2011 was the last time they won a playoff game.
Wow. They haven't won a playoff game under Bill O'Brien?
I don't think so.
Wow. Now, is Bill O'Brien in trouble if they lose this game? Speaking of Bill O'Brien.
No, because he finds a way to get into the playoffs every year. You can, as long as you keep getting your team to the playoffs, you're good because you have a winning record.
Yeah. That's true. I'm going to say Bills 21 and Texans 17. Last minute touchdown by Josh Allen.
Yeah, I'm going to go with Buffalo in this one. Just over Houston's lack of thing, I'm going with Buffalo.
All right. I mean, I think it's going to be a good game. I really think it's going to be a defensive game. And Josh Allen is going to make the appropriate amount of throws that he needs to make. And don't be surprised if J.J. Watt does play. Can you imagine J.J. Watt and Dawson Knox getting into it?
That would be fun. Yeah, I think this game could go either way, and I'm picking Buffalo. As long as it's a good game, I hate blowouts in the playoffs.
I do too, but if my team's involved in a blowout, and they're the one
doing a blowout.
You know, yeah, then I'm cool with that.
Yeah.
I'm rooting for Buffalo.
I am too. I mean, I'm just excited because this is – I mean, we actually have, I think, a legitimate shot here because if you look at when we went to the playoffs 2 years ago, we had one weapon, and that was LeSean McCoy, and he wasn't even going to play.
Oh, that's right, yeah.
That was our one weapon. This year, John Brown, Cole Beasley, Devin Singletary, Frank Gore, Dawson Knox, Robert Foster.
On defense, you have all the weapons on defense.
And then we got our defensive weapons. So we have the pieces. I'm not going to say we have the pieces to make a Super Bowl run because I don't think we're there yet. But we have the pieces to get past Houston. Yeah.
And give a fight to whoever you play in the second round if you win. Now, on the second game of this night, on Saturday, is Tennessee and the defending champions, New England Patriots. As far as I'm concerned, as you said, Doug, I guess the Patriots want us to think that they look like shit, but they really did look like crap. That offense really wasn't great.
Let's rewind to a year ago. The divisional round, the Chargers go to New England. The Chargers were looking great. Everybody thought, all right, the Chargers aren't going to make a run. Phillip Rivers finally going to get a Super Bowl ring. The Patriots aren't really looking that good.
Yep.
Okay? What happened? The Patriots beat the shit out of them.
Yep.
They beat the hell out of them. And Tom Brady basically said, he goes, well, everybody thinks we suck, but I guess we don't now, do we?
Nope.
They want you to believe that they're vulnerable. As long as Tennessee does not take them lightly and say, "All right, we got them. We got them. We can handle this." Tennessee will be fine. And Derrick Henry has to go off. But the Patriots want people to think that they don't have a chance. because the Patriots play well off of people's negativity.
Yeah, it seems like the Eagles do too.
Okay. Everybody thinks Tom Brady should retire because he's getting too old. Well, guess what? As long as you tell him, Tom, we hate you, go away, retire. If you want me gone, you are going to have to kill me. And since you don't want to go to jail, I guess I'm still going to be alive. Okay? So he's not going anywhere. The only way he's going to go away is if somebody injures him. And to be honest with you, I don't want that to happen. I don't want anybody to get hurt.
Exactly. Nobody wants to get hurt.
Okay? And so Tom Brady, you know, he hasn't been playing his best football, but guess what? He is still Tom Brady.
Yep.
He's a cock-sucking, butt-fucking bastard, but he's still Tom Brady.
Exactly.
He's a no-good piece of shit, but he's still Tom Brady. All right. The point is, he is still one of the best quarterbacks to play the game.
Yeah.
And if you want – the only way you're going to get him out of these playoffs is if you beat him. That's the way it works.
Exactly.
Okay. And I just don't see. I personally don't see anybody, you know, taking him down.
Yeah.
Well, I shouldn't say that because I don't know if they'll go to the Super Bowl or not. But just don't take them lightly. Tennessee's good enough to beat them. But it's got to they got to beat them. Don't take them lightly. Just go in, do your thing. That's it.
Yeah, I'm afraid that maybe the spotlight thing on Saturday night in New England is going to hurt Tennessee. That's the only thing I'm concerned about.
Right.
In New England, Saturday night. But, hey, nobody's going to give them a chance, so maybe I'll take that. And Ryan Tannehill is playing lights out right now, so.
Right.
But what's your guys' prediction?
I want to go with Tennessee. And Tennessee will win this.
I'm going to say that to be honest with you, as much as I think Tennessee can beat them, I can't root against New England. So I'm going to say another low score. I'm going to say it's going to be 20-17 New England.
I'm going to say it's 31-24. New England. As much as I want to pick Tennessee, I can't go against Tom Brady and Bill Belichick, especially in New England.
History will repeat
itself. I wouldn't
yourself.
Be surprised. It wouldn't shock me if Tennessee pulled out the upset. I mean, everybody would love them.
It wouldn't shock
me. It would
be either. I'm not confident enough. I'm not confident enough to say it's going to happen.
Exactly. And how many times has Tom Brady been eliminated in the first round, in the wild card round? Once, twice?
I think so.
Well, he has a losing record in the wild card round. So.
Oh, yeah. So, as much as I want New England to lose, and everybody, everybody that's not a Patriots fan wants them to lose. I don't know if it's going to happen. I mean, if it does happen, Tennessee's going to become the America's favorite team for 1 week.
Right.
So, thrown to the champions. So, Cleveland has Tennessee, and me and Doug have New England. Hey, so maybe that's a good thing for Tennessee.
Right.
So, the next game on Sunday, we got Minnesota and New Orleans. Rematch of 2 years ago when Minnesota got that walk-off touchdown against New Orleans in the divisional round in 2017.
Yep.
And New Orleans has been waiting for this opportunity to get paid back in the playoffs, so this is going to be a great game, I think. I think it's going to be a shootout. Unless both defenses show up, then it could be a defensive game, but I think it's going to be a shootout. But can Kirk Cousins out play Drew Brees in New Orleans, Doug?
He is under a lot of pressure because nobody thinks he can do it. Well, guess what? When nobody thinks you can do something, that's more than likely when you're going to fucking do it.
Yeah.
So, but I'm going to say this. I cannot root against Drew Brees in New Orleans against the Vikings.
Yeah.
So I'm going to say that the Saints are going to win this one.
Yeah, the score.
I'm actually going to say it's going to be 37-24.
Cliff?
I'm going to go with the Saints. I just believe the Saints are a better team overall.
Yeah.
Especially with Michael Thomas.
Yeah. He's the best wide receiver in the league. But I think the Saints are on a mission, redemption from last year. We all know what happened last year in the championship game.
Yeah, but you got to move past
CIT. Huh?
You got to move past that.
Yep. Oh, yeah. I don't know. I'm past that, but I think New Orleans is still looking at that as redemption. But you're right, Doug.
I mean, you got to move past that. I mean, you can use it as motivation to say, all right, you know, this is what we're up against. This is what we're going to deal with. You know, that's fine. But, and then, like, if when they choose the referee crew for the games, if the referee crew that fucked up the call last year is the crew that's decided for your game, then, yeah, you can bitch about it and say, no, we don't want these fuckers.
That's what the NFL would do, too. They would just give them the same referee method. But I hope those same referees are not in the playoffs, to be honest. But that's not here or there.
They made a mistake.
Yeah.
Huh?
We're talking about the referees in the game last year.
Yeah, that's a good question. Yeah. But yeah. No, the referees, I believe referees, I don't think it's going to have no effect. Well, all referees have effect in the games, no matter who it is.
That's true. Very good point, Cliff.
This depends on who's your team, who you want to win, and how's that referee helping your team win or lose the game. That's all it really is.
Exactly.
It's the right calls are being made.
Yeah. I think the Saints win, too. I think they win 38-24. So, me and Doug have a close, similar score. So. But I think the Saints finish. I think it'll be a close game, and the Saints will get a late touchdown to finish them off. It'll be similar to the Green Bay game, where Green Bay just took over in the second half, and they couldn't score in the first half. They couldn't score. I could also see a blowout, too, so I don't know. It just depends on what Minnesota team shows up. On to the last game this weekend, Seattle and Philadelphia. Doug, what do you think of this game?
Philadelphia's got a lot of injuries. Okay, they're very banged up, but guess what? So is Seattle. It's in Philadelphia, and you know I'm sure the Philadelphia crowd's gonna be hostile because they suck. But here's the thing: I think Russell Wilson and Pete Carroll are gonna drown out the noise. I can see Philadelphia giving Seattle, you know, some trouble, but I'm going to say Seattle wins it 33-31.
Kind of.
I'm about to disagree with that one. I believe Carson Wentz. One thing I do like about knowing that team is that it's now the whole Nick Foles saying talks up with the rest. We proved that we don't need Nick Foles to make it into the playoffs. And Carson Wentz is everything that we paid him to be. All right? Eric.
Yep.
Eric.
Yeah, I'm here.
Yeah.
So I'm like, so if you think about it like that, you know, the Eagles are banged up, of course. I think Jordan Howard was listed as the emergency running back last night. That's why he didn't play. But he will be getting reps. Of course, you have your Miles Sanders is listed day to day, next to and Brandon Brooks being out for the rest of the year for the playoffs. But it's a whole different kind of thing when you come to Philly. I mean, we held these guys to 17 points last time.
Yeah, it's a revenge game.
So I figured that heart alone, what a team play with heart, I think that team will win. We will win this game in a close one.
You have a score?
No score.
I think both of you made good points. I think this game could go either way. It's like any other playoff game. This is a revenge game for the Eagles. The Eagles are banged up a lot, especially on the offensive line. Is Zach Ertz still questionable?
He's going to try to practice this week. Yes, he is.
Okay. If Zach Ertz and Miles Sanders both play, I think the Eagles can win. If one of them plays, I think they can win. If they're both out, I think it's going to be really, really tough. But I can't go against the Eagles in the playoffs as much. I'm going with my heart. I'm going to say the Eagles win 23-20 in overtime. It's going to be a great, I think it's going to be a great weekend of football. I hope they're all close games. As I said earlier, I don't like blowouts. Nobody likes blowouts in the playoffs. But
unless your team is throwing them out, blow them out. I'll take that Eagles blowout in the playoff any day of the week.
Yeah, that's a good point. But you guys have anything else to say about the wild card round before?
Well, I'll say this, and it, to me, we have the six teams from each conference that made the playoffs. Obviously, they earned their way in. All right, you know, even because the Eagles earned their way in by winning the NFC East, and because they played as hard as they did, they earned their way. Everybody earned their way in, and I don't think there's really anybody, any of the 12 teams in the playoffs that don't have a shot to win, except for maybe the Vikings. You can make a case for all 12 of these teams just about as to why they should go to the Super Bowl.
Yeah. And obviously,
and here's the thing, Ravens. And here's the thing, and this is why Tennessee is so dangerous. Remember, 20 years ago, Tennessee was the AFC representative in the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
I mean, they fucked over Buffalo to get there.
That's actually my first Super Bowl I watched, so.
Yeah, but they got there. And Tennessee, you know, and I'm not saying that Tennessee is, like I said, I mean, I can't really go against New England, but Tennessee right now, they really are the wild card. Because they can give a lot of teams problems. If they somehow beat New England, Baltimore should be scared.
Can you imagine if Buffalo wins too, and then Buffalo beats Kansas City? You have Buffalo and Tennessee in the AFC Championship game.
Oh, that's a chance for redemption right there.
Let's not look ahead too far.
Well, can't go too far ahead, but I'll tell you this right now. I'm really looking forward to the weekend.
All three of us, our teams are in the playoffs, so.
Right. So it's gonna be a great postseason.
Yeah. You guys have any Super Bowl predictions, just an early one, or?
I'm not gonna make a Super Bowl prediction until we get to the
It's wild card. These teams got biased for a reason.
Yeah. How about you, Cliff?
I don't have anything until after the division, until next weekend. Then I can narrow it down.
Same. Now, who's your MVP of the season? Lamar? Lowry?
Yeah.
How about coach of the year?
Huh?
How about coach of the year? Is it John Harbaugh or is it Kyle Shanahan? Or even Buffalo's coach?
Sean McDermott?
Sean McDermott?
Yeah. I would consider him a candidate.
I'll give it to John Harbaugh.
You don't?
I would say John Harbaugh because, I mean, obviously, you know, he still has a job. He's been there a long time, but he's still a great coach.
Yeah. I'm gonna say Kyle Shanahan only because they didn't make the playoffs last year and they won the division this year and they're the number one seed in the NFC.
Right.
So, and just to be different from you guys, so I would say Kyle Shanahan. How about Rookie of the Year? I say Josh Jacobs.
Miles Sanders.
Doug?
I'm going to be a little biased here. I'm going to say Devin Singletary.
Yeah, I think they all deserve it. It's going to be a good race for offensive rookie. I think defensive rookie. I don't know who's going to win defense. Probably.
You can also make a case for the for that Metcalf on Seattle.
Oh, DK Metcalf.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
DK Metcalf. Or Hollywood Brown.
Yeah, I mean, they're all good choices.
And then defensive rookie is probably going to be Nick Bosa.
Well, it's got to be Bosa.
Yeah, he's probably the runaway winner. I think he's better than you think he's better than his brother.
Because I think he's on a better team right now. Yeah.
It's been an interesting season. Cheers for the 2020 postseason.
Yeah, it was a great season. You guys have any final thoughts before we head out?
No.
Before Raw?
I can't wait for the playoffs this weekend. I think they're going to be great. And I'm 100% looking forward to it. And who knows, we could have a surprising Super Bowl match this year.
I would love that. Obviously, I think all three of us probably want Eagles in Buffalo, so we can have a debate, have a long shot. Have
a long
yeah. Can you imagine if that happened? Wow.
Yeah.
For 2 weeks.
For 2 weeks,
the three of us would be arguing. Not arguing, but having fun of each other.
Yeah. I'll tell you right now, whoever gets into the Super Bowl, they're definitely going to earn it.
Yeah, I agree. Other than the Eagles, I'm rooting for Buffalo and Baltimore, so. Because I like Lamar Jackson. And Kansas City, I guess, because Andy Reid.
I'm going.
But,
I'm going to Baltimore, Kansas City, in the AFC.
Gee, thanks.
And Buffalo, but I'm just saying that I'm just going by. Look, I just don't see it happening, man. Like,
it's not going to happen this year.
Well, no,
Buffalo's still too
rookie,
young.
So I can't see it happening. Even though it would be nice to happen, I just know in my heart it's not going to happen. Just
hey,
like
you never know.
If the Eagles just sweep past Seattle, I know they're going to lose to San Francisco. Or they have to go to New Orleans. I know that.
But whatever happens, it's going to be fun.
Whatever happens.
And we'll
happens.
Be back. Yeah. We'll be back next Monday, guys.
But just remember, I told everybody that it's a good thing for the Eagles to be in the playoffs this year. Find a way to make it in.
Right.
Yeah. Are you
Yeah.
We have to get some
I'm
plugs.
Not sure. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Get your
plugs. Listen to the Third Sheet Dudes every Wednesday night at 10 p.m. Eastern, and every Friday after us at mister.com/Third Sheet Dudes, and every other Saturday. Whatever time they do it for movie review. Do they still do movie review? I don't even know anymore.
Yeah, they do, I think.
Okay. Yeah, listen to them, and then listen to us every Friday night. What time are we going on this week? We still have to discuss that.
We still have to discuss that. I think it's going to be the Starrcade 97 episode, and then after that, because it is the start of January, we will start Royal Rumble month. And for Royal Rumble month, we will be doing the 1995 Royal Rumble, the 1990 Royal Rumble, and the 1999 Royal Rumble. The only reason why the 1999 Royal Rumble's up there, even though none of us really picked it, is because I got roasted by a bunch of fucking virgins on Twitter. And when I say virgins, I also mean. And when I say virgins, I also say disco.
The Mr. Man one?
Yeah.
Okay, that's exactly why I know I picked it.
That's why we're doing it last.
That's why we're doing it last, because again, we didn't even pick it. I think it was one of the worst Royal Rumbles. But because we didn't put it on the list, I got roasted by a bunch of fucking assholes that probably still live in their parents' basements. And yeah, I'm talking about you too, Disco Inferno.
Wow.
Do you want to we can discuss it.
So you say,
do you want to start with the Royal Rumble first and then wait until Starrcade for next month? What do you want
no,
to
No, I mean,
just get,
we should have done Starrcade a couple weeks ago. So let's get Starrcade out of the way.
Okay.
Everybody watch
so
it this week, and then we'll do
it. Friday night?
Yeah, Friday night. Are you available Friday?
Yeah, I'm actually off Friday, so...
Sweet.
I'm good anytime.
Okay, cool.
Just let me know the time, and I'll be ready. Make sure I'm available.
Okay.
Are you opening Saturday, Doug?
Yeah.
So you want to do 8 or 9?
Yeah, we can do that. I'll talk it over with
your brother?
Moderator.
Yeah. And see if his buddy will join us. And your.
Do we have to?
And I don't know if. I mean, if we're going to ask Kenny too? I mean,
I'll ask him.
Okay. I mean, chances are neither one of them will. It'll be just the four of us again, so. Yeah, ask Daniel if he wants to ask his buddy. So.
All right. Yeah.
And then we'll.
And then we'll take it from there.
Yep. And then next Sunday we'll be back for Wednesday Night Wars. Probably 6 or 7 o'clock. And then next Monday we'll be discussing Wild Card recap weekend.
Yeah, depending on the results of the games, depending on the results of some of those games, some of us might be more pissed off than others.
Are you working that Tuesday, Doug?
Yeah.
So you want to do another early?
Yeah, please.
Okay.
I will try.
Well,
yeah,
I'm not sure
if we can.
Yeah.
There's
sure.
No point of doing late anymore if there's no one late.
I don't know my schedule until this weekend about Nets. Where I'll be able to join in next Monday or so.
Okay. We'll figure it out.
We'll figure it out. Just let us know. And then, all right. Let's cut this one.
Thank you,
let's
guys.
Let's put this one to bed.
Yeah. Let's get ready to watch Lana Rusev, or not Lana. Lana and Bobby Lashley's wedding tonight, huh?
Oh, boy.
You guys have a safe and happy new year.
All right, you too.
Yep, we'll talk to everybody in 2020. Happy New Year, everybody.
All righty. Happy New Year.
Later.